Nevada's caucus is not accessible for everyone. Many voters with disabilities say they face unique challenges when they try to participate in the election process, including caucusing. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck visited a caucus site over the weekend to learn about these obstacles from the people experiencing them.
As Dora Uel arrives at the caucus site at the University of Nevada, Reno, she asks a caucus volunteer where to go.
I think you have to stay in line. I asked at the desk if you could get pushed up the front there, but it's not. Unfortunately, they want people to line up.
Uel is standing in line with her 16-year-old son and her seeing eye dog. She's blind and is at the caucus as an observer to analyze how accessible the site is.
Because it is my first time, so I want to see how, you know, how it is and how it's done.
Uel is originally from Palau, an island near Guam, and moved to Nevada 12 years ago. Last year, she graduated from UNR with a bachelor's in social work. She said if she was caucusing, she'd cast her ballot for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
I like his people with disability philosophy. He said that people with disability are going to run the office for the ADA, and that's what I like. It's like you're bringing us to the table.
Once inside the caucus site, Uel's son, Peter, reads a survey out loud to her that all the participants are welcome to take.
Which one of these four issues mattered most in deciding whom to support today? Foreign policy, health care, climate change, or income inequality?
Income. Although health care is important, but income.
Uel brought Peter to provide assistance, but she said she shouldn't have to rely on her son.
Peter doesn't work here. You know, he's not the captain, so they should take the initiative and say, okay, or maybe I should have taken the initiative, but then I don't know who's who. I'm sure they probably have uniform, but nobody says, oh, I'm so-and-so. If you need help, come to this table. This is the ADA table where we accommodate. Like when you go to DMV, there's the ADA line.
Despite the obstacles she's observing, Uel plans on caucusing next time. While I was at the site, I also spoke to Barbara Weiss. She was one of the first people in line, so she's been waiting a while.
Well, I'm sitting down in my wheelchair, so it's not a problem for me to wait. And I brought a book, and I brought my water, and I brought my knitting, so I'm set to wait.
Once inside, Wise has trouble finding a handicap-accessible restroom. Additionally, when people in her precinct are instructed to create groups based on their candidate preferences, that's a problem.
Has everybody gotten into your groups?
Obviously not.
But that doesn't stop Wise from participating. She's a supporter of Sanders, too, but an even stronger advocate for getting President Donald Trump out of the office.
If it weren't for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and Section 8 housing, I would be on the street, and I don't know how I would survive. And he's trying to take all of those away from us.
The Nevada Democratic Party had a form available if a person with a disability needed assistance, but it had to be filled out 12 days before the caucus. I reached out to the party for this story, and they didn't have a representative available, but they provided a statement. They checked every caucus site to ensure that it was compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act in order to avoid barriers for voters. One other voter I checked in with is Janine Moores. She's been voting ever since she's been eligible. She says it's extremely important for people who are blind, like herself, to be able to vote independently. She's also an advocate for the blind.
I also care very much about Braille literacy for people who are blind. There's been quite a decline over the years in education in Braille, and it means that people who are blind have less of a chance of being employed or gainfully employed, and it's very difficult to go through school if you're relying on audio.
Moores didn't caucus this time around. Based off of her past experiences, she'd like to see some better training for caucus volunteers.
I think they're not always comfortable with interacting with us. My mom was with me when I was going to vote one time, and the poll worker was asking my mom what was my address and, you know, speaking to my mom instead of speaking directly to me.
Moores wants everyone to understand that when you're interacting with a person who is blind, make sure to speak to them directly. Despite the obstacles at Nevada's caucus, all three of these voters say they won't let anything deter them from participating in the 2020 election. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.